This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Here. I mean, is this the best game of the year?
This might be one of the best games of the decade. Tyler Loop will be attempting a 44-yard field goal attempt from in between the hash marks, kicking to the closed end of the stadium. No movement from the flags. Nick Moore will have the snap. Jordan Stout will have the hold. Tyler Loop from 44 yards. Sees it on the line. Loop's kick is on the way. It
he
is up.
It.
It is no good. He pushed it wide to the right. Time has expired. And not since Billy Cundiff went wide left in the AFC Championship game has a Ravens season ended with such a gut-wrenching thud as a missed field goal.
Ah, that's a shame. That's a real shame for Tyler Loop and Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson and all the Baltimoreans out there.
Was that the Baltimore radio?
That was the Baltimore Ravens
was that Rod
radio
Woodson?
Network. I think that is Jerry Sandusky and Rod Woodson. Yes.
Rod Woodson seemed a little excited about that mess. I don't know about you. He missed it. Oh, shoot. I'm wrong team.
By the way,
I saw Rod Woodson. He looks like he could still play, too.
Jerry Sandusky, difficult name.
Yes.
That's one of the all-time difficult names. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We put it up as a Twitter poll earlier, Mark. Steelers yesterday, more lucky than good. Did the Steelers win the game? Did the Ravens lose the game? A ton of people voted on this, and a ton of people think that the Ravens lost the game more than the Steelers won the game. In fact, 43% of people said it was a Ravens loss. Your thoughts?
Well, when you have that last play of missing a field goal, that's the way a lot of people are going to look at it. But, I mean, luck is what it is, man. You still got to make some plays here. I mean, it's not like it was a chip shot. It was a 44-yarder. It's not like they didn't score two touchdowns in the span of 3 minutes to come back twice to be able to take the lead. That's not luck. So, sure, everybody's fortunate. I mean, I'm sure the Ravens felt fortunate too, but I wouldn't call it luck.
It's
I
not
mean,
luck.
That's degrading what both teams were able to do when you say, yeah, you're just lucky.
The Steelers outgained the Ravens. The Steelers had more first downs than the Ravens. The Steelers had about a 10-minute edge in time of possession. The Steelers beat the Ravens twice. The Steelers are a better football team than the Baltimore Ravens. And yes, the Steelers are a better coached team than the Baltimore Ravens. Some stuff went their way, of course. Other stuff didn't. But the Steelers won every single category, including turnover margin.
Yep.
The Steelers won the game. They did. Full stop. 412-928-9370. That's the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's talk to Yinz out there. Troy in Mount Washington, one of our favorites. Troy, you told us to keep our heads held high, big guy.
Oh, my God, dude. What a game. I'm late for work. Who cares? Fire me, dude. It does not matter.
Speaking of which, Kevin Stefanski not going to be required to be at work today. Breaking news from all the insiders who are on the group chat. Kevin Stefanski out as Cleveland Browns head coach.
Browns announced the two. Relieved of his duties.
Oh, wow. They officially made it.
Yes.
Shocking development there. We'll keep people abreast of the Harbaugh situation.
I bet you he gets a job, I swear, by the end of the week.
Stefanski?
Yes.
No doubt about it. I think he's a hell of a coach. He's got inept ownership and an inept general manager. But we're not here to talk brownies, Troy. Give it to us, big guy.
Dude, what gut, what grit, what a game. I would say, coming off of last week, this is the only way that this game could have finished. The Boswell kick at the end. I mean, we're in the stands. We score 55 seconds left. I'm hugging. I'm crying. I'm jumping up and down. And then I look and I say, 55 seconds is a long time on that clock.
I agree, man.
And it starts coming down the field. But I just got to say, man, first off, we should have introduced TJ last and not Cam. We should have switched that up at least for this game. But what a play by him on the interception, even though we didn't turn it into a lot of points. The only thing that I'm going to say is,
hey, it's a difference in the game, though, right?
Yes. If we don't turn in to a tush-push team on third and fourth down every single time, I'm going to lose my mind. But I'm just glad to be alive. I'll be there next week. It's just such a great feeling, dude. Like, I just, you know me, I've been calling in for the longest time, and I told you a long time ago, we're going to go on a run. We're going to get to the playoffs. And this is what we imagined when we got to the playoffs. We can run through some teams here that are 100% beatable. So if you weren't believing before, you better start believing.
Troy, I got a feeling.
Pittsburgh going to the Super Bowl.
See you, buddy. What a guy. Troy from Mount Washington, one of our favorites. You could be next at 412-928-9370. Look, the reason they won this game, the reason that they won 3 of 4 or 4 of 5 down the stretch is because Aaron Rodgers played great football. And he did so yesterday. Aaron Rodgers with 294 yards, a rating of 90, but in the fourth quarter, 11 out of 14, a 133, a touchdown, and a 130.1 passer rating. When they beat the Lions, he was the biggest reason why. When they beat Miami, he was excellent. When they beat the Ravens the first time, he was the biggest reason why. You've got a quarterback advantage coming up in this game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think C.J. Stroud's a bad player, but I don't think he is as good as Rodgers is right now. And that's going to give you a shot, man.
I just think Rodgers makes everybody around him better. And I think that's the key to him all. Like I said, he still has the play ability to make the throws, all the throws, the smarts. But he just makes everybody better. When you have, as they say, the 45-year-old Cam Hayward in awe of what he's seeing of Rodgers. I say 45 because they make fun of him. Say he's 45.
We all got it.
I don't know. People think this idiot thinks he's 45. That says something. So I think they do have him believing, and I don't know how he does it. I mean, he's been here for 6 months, if that, and he's able to get those guys. I mean, you've seen accomplished quarterbacks here before. Russell Wilson was here, accomplished quarterback. I mean, to a degree, Michael Vick was here. He didn't have him believing like this guy has.
No, it's not the same. And here are all the players that caught passes yesterday for the Steelers.
Yeah.
Kenneth Gainwell, Calvin Austin, Pat Freiermuth, Adam Thielen, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Jalen Warren, Scotty Miller, Connor Hayward, Jonnu Smith.
I told you that in September 1st, these are the guys that are going to catch a Week 18 ball or passes. You're going to say, man, they must have went 5-12 this year.
No doubt. And I would have told you if they won a game to get you into the playoffs with that cast of characters and Rodgers threw for 294, I'd say give the man the freaking MVP award, dude. That what he did with that cast of characters in the second half yesterday, if the Steelers are able to win a playoff game, that should go down as one of the greater performances of all time. I'm not kidding about that. You know, Super Bowls, obviously, and playoff performances, they're going to be skewed, and those deserve more weight. But what he did with those guys, I hope they do a little bit more of that up-tempo stuff against Houston, because I think you can keep them out of some of their complex looks.
You know, another thing I think that the fans appreciate about Aaron Rodgers is, man, that emotion on the sleeves, man. Him whipping the old wristband back towards the sidelines, him saying some naughty words that you can definitely read his lips, him telling Jonnu in Detroit, what the are you doing?
He did it last night with Jonnu, too.
You know, stuff like that.
Which, by the way,
you have to love that accountability that he demands from these guys. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people love that. I do.
That guy and Aaron Rodgers can't get on the same page. Rodgers needs to hit that throw regardless, but the throw that soared over Jonnu Smith's head, Mark, I think that was a miscommunication between the two because Rodgers sort of hitched before he threw it, and I think he thought that there was going to be a different depth for Jonnu on that route.
And every time there's a miscommunication between quarterback and receiver, it's the receiver's fault. Every time.
When it's Aaron Rodgers, it's the receiver's fault. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Dee Dee in Penn Hills. Hey, Dee Dee.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller. So
love it.
Easy on me. Thank you. And a fan. My husband's a big fan. But, you know, I just want to talk about two things. I think, like, the Steelers, they just really need to play with some more, with greater fire, like, come prepared. But the main reason why I was calling, because I'm a woman of faith, and can I give the priest some kudos?
Give it to him.
Out there on the field, praying over the field, spraying that the holy water, I think, by all means necessary, gives new meaning to that phrase. So I'm just grateful that they won. Hopefully now they'll take it a little bit more serious and get out there and just play with some tenacity and not let nothing, like, don't give the other teams an inch. Like, just, you know, just go all out. You don't have nothing to lose. Just come on. Make it happen.
Appreciate the call. Thanks to you. Call back anytime. Boy. Thanks to your husband. And that would be Father Maximilian Maxwell from St. Vincent Arch Abbey.
A wonderful name. I want to know how that came about. Hey, let's just go bless the field. I mean, is it because they put new turf down? I don't know.
I think this guy has to come out for the coin toss on Monday night and do what Lemieux did at the new arena and just dump holy water right there at the 50-yard line. Who says no?
You know what's crazy about that is the holy water, it was from the Steelers sideline to the Ravens sideline in the end zone that Loop kicked in.
Unreal.
And the hand of God breathed a little bit of air to push that ball right where he was throwing or tossing or whatever you call the holy water.
I think also got Kyle Hamilton concussed.
I just want to know how in the world. Hey, let's get this guy here to bless the field. And it was like the grounds crew was like, yeah, let me dig a hole for you in here. I mean, what's going on here? We burying something out there?
I think it's just cheaper than getting the thing resodded, Mark. What are we going to do here?
I'm just wondering if they, like, buried some, put some ashes there, and he needed to do some holy water there. What's going on there?
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. There's been a lot of us for the last hour plus, so we're taking your phone calls, your reaction to the victory, and your thoughts on Steelers-Texans, 412-928-9370. You can also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
I couldn't hear anything. In that situation, you know, you can, because of the personnel we had on the field, we had big personnel on the field. I mean, Spence was in the game. There's not a whole lot of plays we can get to, you know, that I can just call kind of off the cuff. We did it on the one. And I was thinking, this is way too important. We're down by 4 points. We need a touchdown here. Who cares about the timeouts at this point? I couldn't believe, though, when we got the replacement helmet, that one didn't work either. I mean, poor Derek, who's the absolute best, handling the helmets on the sideline. You know, we're trying to figure it out. But, yeah, we got to a good call in that third down play we've been working on. Kenny ran it in. Mason had a really nice block. And then, thankfully, we didn't need really the helmet on the last drive, but it was kind of back to normal a little bit.
Aaron Rodgers talking about that bizarre sequence between, what was it, 5 minutes and 19 seconds and 3 minutes and 53 seconds where he had to use the Steelers' last two timeouts. Mark, I have never seen anything like that in my life. You've watched a million football games. You ever seen anything quite like that?
Yeah, I just saw I don't even know if it was a documentary or something about those helmets and the hearing devices, and they say the batteries go. Maybe it was a battery issue. I mean, you got to give it to Derek. He got that thing fixed in one play. I mean, it might have been a timeout.
Way to go, Derek!
He did get it fixed in one play.
Two MVPs, Mark, Derek and Maximilian Maxwell.
He got that helmet out there pretty quickly. I'm surprised he had two helmets available to himself at that point, you know. I mean, who else? I thought he might have been wearing Mason's helmet.
That's what I thought.
I was trying to look, and I don't think it was, because I was trying to look and see if there was a 2 or 8 on there from my binoculars. But it's just, once again, how upset he was and throwing things. I mean, you have to love the passion for a 42-year-old is just saying, you know, get this heck out of here. I'll call my own plays.
That's why I'm not in the camp of the Ravens lost this game more than the Steelers won it. Like there was a lot that went wrong for the Steelers, and they were still able to get the job done.
A lot of emotion from the Steelers. I didn't see much emotion from the Ravens.
I started the show singing the praises of Rodgers, but the second segment was, you don't win without your stars. I thought Cam Hayward was unreal.
Yep.
And, Mark, they'd have lost the game if Cam got hurt on that first run.
Yep.
Where there was the blindside block that to me was a ticky-tack call, but you got blocked right in. Was it Ramsey got blocked right into Cam Hayward and took his knees out?
It was like a contusion, I believe, or something like that.
The game could have been done at that point because, I mean, Cam Hayward was that good. You talk about passion. Rodgers referenced his talk that Cam had after the game. He referenced the talk that he had before the game. And you could see him play. No one played harder than Cam Hayward yesterday.
You know, I think a lot of them played extremely hard. That whole front seven, I mean, Benton played well. Benton's usually the guy that causes the big plays to happen, and I don't think that was him on that first play. They blocked it up pretty well. So I think that, I mean, that whole front seven was good. I mean, I don't know about Duggar. I don't know about Ramsey. I don't think the corners were that bad.
I thought Ramsey, Mark, to be kind, was atrocious.
You know, Duggar might have been at fault once. That's why I hate to say it was all Ramsey, because it could have been Duggar. You saw a lot of going to the line of scrimmage, and they were saying, hey, you get this, you get this. And it seemed like there was miscommunication. Now, maybe Ramsey, it looked like it should have been his guy and his not. I am not smart enough to tell you whose guy that was, but it sure looked bad. It sure looked like Ramsey, but I could tell you one of those plays was Ramsey's fault.
It can't happen. And this is such
awful. A likely play. He should have knocked that down.
Yes. You either got to play the man or play the ball, and he kind of got caught in between and didn't do either all that well. I hate this kind of analysis, but without the coverage bust, the Steelers played great defense. If you do that against Houston, you're cooked. If you do that against any playoff team moving forward, you're cooked. So you limit that. The defense has played really well for the last month, and they did a great job bottling up Lamar in this game. And they got their hands up when they couldn't get him, and they created pressure on the guy. You can't have these miscommunication issues that have plagued them so often in the postseason.
What's the Texans? They've won, what, seven in a row, you said?
Nine.
It's nine, and the Steelers won 4 or 5?
Yep.
Let me do my math. 13 of the last 14 games these two have combined to win with their streaks. So they're both are playing hot ball right now.
And I'm going to be the guy. I'll do it. They beat Jacksonville at the very beginning of the streak. But, you know, they beat Tennessee. They did beat Buffalo, but it was tight. Kansas City tight. Las Vegas by 2. Los Angeles by 4. Indy yesterday wasn't an overly impressive performance by them. So what I'm saying is I think you're in for a fight. I think it's going to be a close game. And I think it might be the first to 20 wins. And you're going to get DK Metcalf back. I give him a puncher's chance. They've got the better
absolutely.
Quarterback.
Definitely a puncher's chance, but they have to play better. They can't allow those flash plays.
No.
You're right. I mean, that's one thing that has to be cleaned up. You would imagine they can pretty much eliminate the run without doing anything special. So it's a matter of controlling CJ Stroud's running ability, something you haven't seen out of a quarterback since, when was the last time a quarterback can run like him that they faced him? I wouldn't even consider Lamar that.
Lamar's just, he's a shell of himself.
Yeah,
and I know he made plays, but he didn't. There were moments he could have run and he didn't run.
So that's going to be a key, I think. I think maybe, you know, Stroud running the ball. I mean, Nico Collins obviously very, very good.
Yeah.
So, plus the defense. The defense could just shut you down, too.
Yes. It's the best defense in the NFL. It's what the Steelers wish they'd be.
Dylan Cook and you got Vatan who's going to earn their money, and I don't think Cook makes very much money, but he's going to earn whatever he gets.
I thought both were excellent yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, Dylan Cook is just solid. I don't know how much help he's even getting either. I didn't see much, but it's not like Baltimore has much of a pass rush.
412-928-9370. No, you keep Rodgers clean, he's going to make you pay. Can they keep him clean against Houston? That'll be the number one key. Let's go to Manny in Philadelphia real quick. Hi, Manny.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Aww.
I want to say that game was phenomenal. And, you know, shout out to Aaron Rodgers and Kenneth Gainwell and also Jaylen Warren. Those guys showed up when the moment needed to be, you know, when the biggest moment ever. You know, at the end of the day, they all showed up and they did what needed to be done to get it done. And, you know, I wish it was a different circumstances. You know, I wish the game would have been 30-10, but, you know, it didn't play out that way. But it's classic Steelers football.
It was way better this way, Manny.
Yeah, if it's 30-10, you don't even think about it.
Way better this way.
Oh, well, because of the result.
Yes.
If they lose this way, you're like,
it's awful.
Yes.
It would have been one of the most gut-wrenching Steelers losses. I could just end the sentence right there.
Yeah. Speaking of that, where's that jabroni to call last week?
We talked to him already.
Did he?
Darrell from Baltimore, yeah.
What'd he say?
He just took it, man. He just took it. 412-928-9370. Mark and I both give him a good shot to beat Houston. Prediction forthcoming by the end of the week.
Maximilian Maximus has to show up.
As long as we got Father Maximilian Maximus,
Is that his name, Maxwell?
Whatever. To come onto the field pregame, I think the Steelers got more than a puncher's chance. What do you think? 412-928-9370. I got some fun with win probabilities in a moment here for you, Mark, because ESPN's win probability percentages were just going up and down like in a regular heartbeat at the end of this football game. But right now we got a special guest on the line.
Ooh, is it Maximilian?
Unprompted. 412-928-9370.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's not Maximilian Maxwell the Friar who was spreading holy water. It's Double D scoring Doran Dickerson.
Ooh.
Double D, let's go, baby.
His name's on the show.
What's up, guys? What's up? How about that game last night? That was unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. We were screaming at the top of our lungs. Oh, my gosh, he missed it. My son Jet was crying. He was laying in my arms crying. It was unbelievable. I mean, just the passion, and I know Steelers Nation's excited right now, and hey, look, we got another week of football here in Pittsburgh. It's fantastic.
Doran, when we were at Giant Eagle a couple of weeks ago, I said, you know, if the Steelers are going to win some games down the stretch, their best players just got to play well. And you're like, yeah, you got to go Rogue Rogers. And we saw both of those things happen yesterday, didn't we? I thought TJ and Cam were great. And Aaron Rodgers had a quarterback rating of 130 in the fourth quarter.
Well, I mean, that's exactly what, you know, even Mike Tomlin said in the beginning of the season. This is why you bring in Aaron Rodgers, and we got an up-close and personal view of that. We've seen him over the years do these things, and, you know, at the age of 41 years old or, 42 years old, I mean, the guy could still do it. And, you know, obviously in football, you got to have luck on your side. We all know that. And the Steelers had a little bit of luck, but listen, they did what they had to do. They took care of business. It didn't look great at times. I mean, I even tweeted last night, it was hard to watch that game. But that last 4 minutes, 3 minutes of the game was as entertaining and exciting as a football game as you'll see all season. But Rodgers, listen, with that receiver group that they have, these past couple games, without DK Metcalf, for him to do that and to elevate those guys and to push the Steelers into the playoffs, and now you get DK Metcalf back, You get the Houston Texans on Monday night at home. It's going to be like 30. It'll be the same weather it was last night. It'll be like 30 degrees. The Houston Texans are used to playing indoors. Listen, roll the ball out there and let's go. What do you have to lose? I mean, at this point, it seems like luck is in your favor, so you might as well ride that wave.
Hey, Doran, you know what I've noticed about Aaron Rodgers, especially coming out of that locker room and just seeing the players, is, man, does he have them believing that they can run through the wall and do anything? Have you noticed that, too? That is that possible of one guy within a span of a couple months having this whole organization, this whole 53-man roster, believing that they can win? That's where I think he is very, very underrated right now.
Well, Mark, I mean, I was always the type of player, like, show me. Like, I believe it whenever I see it. Prove it to me. And it's hard to probably walk into a locker room every day and to look to your right and seeing a locker that says Rodgers with the number 8 by it and not believing in that guy, because you've seen it. I mean, some of these guys, when they were little kids, were watching him do things against the Steelers in the Super Bowl in 2010. This guy has proven that he can do these things over the course of his career. He's going to go down as arguably maybe one of the best quarterbacks to ever play this game outside of Brady and maybe Montana. Like, the guy has proven it, so how can you not believe that every single time that you take the field, every single time that you go out to practice, that this guy can lead you to glory? Like, you know, and he's proven it this year in person, too. It's not just the past and the things he's done. He has done it time after time. And whenever you have a guy at his age and a guy that's, you know, maybe in his last season, whenever he breaks his arm and he's like, you know what, yeah, put a cast on, I'm going to go out there and play. Like, how could you not just believe in that guy? Come on. Yep. I mean, this guy, he has it all. He's proven that, you know, he's not the guy that a lot of people thought he was. I even said, obviously, a long time ago that I've never heard a teammate talk bad about Aaron Rodgers from Green Bay to New York, except for Garrett Wilson, the receiver. But, you know, he's everything that the Steelers needed this season, and hopefully that they could carry this momentum on throughout the playoffs.
Doran, you said that Houston's a dome team, and so I just went through their schedule, and you tell me if this matters or not, and I'm hoping that you're going to say that it does. 6 of their last 7 games they've played in a dome, whether it's home or road, and 12 out of their 17 overall, and then 3 of those 5 games were in warm weather cities at the beginning of the year. I mean, that's got to mean something, doesn't it?
I think it means something, but it more means, and we talked about this, Crowley, but a couple weeks ago, we loved Aaron Rodgers with the home playoff game with cold weather, because Aaron Rodgers played so well in cold weather throughout his career. I think it means more for Aaron Rodgers being able to weather the elements of Acrisure Stadium in downtown Pittsburgh, and, you know, just the wind and the chilly nature of this game on Monday night. It means more for Aaron Rodgers and Pittsburgh Steelers than it does the Texans, but we could look at it that way. You know, the Texans, they're probably not used to playing in cold weather. They're going to have to travel here to Pittsburgh. It's going to be a Monday, so you're going to have an extra day to prepare. But I think it means more on the positive side for Aaron Rodgers being able to play in these elements and actually dominate in these elements coming Monday night.
Doran, one last thing for me. Cabal, I think you had something else. Okay. But, Doran, you told me at the beginning of the season, before there were any injuries, that Lamar had lost a step. And I know he's coming off the back thing, but, man – yes, he made some plays. He only had 9 rushing yards, and he had opportunities to run. That is not the same Lamar, not by a long shot.
No, I mean, and there's just a lot of pressure. You know, whether it was the injuries he was dealing with, and watching that Buffalo game at the beginning of the season, I was like, man, he just looks like he's just not – he doesn't have that extra gear. Like, he didn't have that explosiveness that we've seen out of Lamar Jackson that's really, you know, that kept defensive coordinators up at night. And him battling the injuries and all the pressure – I think it really got to him. And you know what? I mean, he's still obviously a great player, and so is Derrick Henry, but they had an immense amount of pressure this year. You know, looking at the windows and how fast that they've closed for the Baltimore Ravens, thinking of what happened last year with Mark Andrews, I mean, and this year now. I mean, I do wonder how that organization's going to move forward. I do wonder what it's going to look like, because those are two heartbreaking end of the season losses within the last play of the game 2 years in a row, with already that much pressure going into this season. But Lamar Jackson, yeah, I mean, that's what happens. You know, whenever you're an athletic and you're almost a run first type quarterback, like, you know, Father Time will come. It'll come quick, and you know, you lose that element of your game. He can still play, but that was a huge element of his game that I think was definitely lost from the beginning of the year till yesterday.
Doran, Adam's already going down the road. if the Steelers don't win a playoff game, it's a failure of a season, and they should fire Mike Tomlin. You want me to smack Crowley for you right now or not?
Well, I mean, I can see where he's coming from. I can see where a lot of Steelers fans are coming from. You know, it just the way that it looks sometimes is not appetizing, and you feel like you're just kind of spinning your wheels. But I don't know if it's a failure. I'm gonna say that right now. I don't know if it's a failure of a season because you did it with Aaron Rodgers, and you kind of, you know, you did it. You made the trade for DK Metcalf. Obviously, there's so many different situations that have gone into the season that really have affected the Steelers, or the Steelers affected themselves. But I'm not gonna go as far as a failure of a season if they lose, but it still may be time to explore different options.
I think it depends on what it looks like too. I mean, if they get blown out, that would be to me the final straw. I mean, if it comes down to a field goal again, perhaps I could be moved off the spot. Doran, you're sharp as a tack, buddy. I mean,
he's fired up.
You're on the paternity leave. You've never been better. I miss you.
I miss you guys too, man. I texted you last night, Crowley. I was like, I wish I could work tomorrow. Like, I mean, this is like the perfect day. I hope you guys are rolling on, and I hope you know, fans are fired up and calling in and excited that we get another week of football here in Pittsburgh.
My hope is that they'll be playing football games when you come back, buddy. We appreciate it.
That would be great.
Enjoy the baby JoJo, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Doran.
All right. See you guys. Miss you guys.
Miss you too. What a guy. His son play basketball this weekend. They were in Lebo. He texted me. He's like, you want to come see? And I said, okay. And we did. And my daughter had never seen a basketball before because she's two. And she was terrified, and it was hilarious.
You know what he was talking about, how his kids were going crazy. Obviously, mine were sleeping because it's first day of school. So he woke up as I was leaving to come here, and he goes, who won? And I showed him, and then he just opened his mouth like, ugh. So he was very nervous. He didn't want to watch it, he said. So
it's the first
thing. A lot of little kids out there very happy this morning.
Yep, first thing my six-year-old asked my wife whenever she woke up this morning, did the Steelers win? There were moments it looked like they weren't gonna. We've got the win probability factor. We got to go over this coming up next. It's hilarious. All right, fun with win probabilities. I love the tunes. Keep it going, Harry. So when Zay Flowers scored with 2 minutes and change left to put the Ravens up 24-20, Baltimore had a 78.4% chance to win, according to ESPN stats and info. Then, when Calvin Austin scored, that shifted it to 64.5% for the Steelers. When Isaiah Likely actually caught this ball, because he didn't the first time around, don't care what Ravens fans say, they had an 86.4% chance to win, and they had darn near a 95% chance to win when Tyler Loop was lining up for that field goal. And then it was a sharp turn in the Steelers' direction to 100%, when he missed wide right.
That's crazy. That kick is not 95% made.
He hasn't missed one inside of 50 all
care.
Year.
95%? He was going to make that.
Well, they didn't factor in the holy water.
Maximilian Maxwell. Yeah, what about that set we saw on ESPN Stats and Info? They had the chance of winning the AFC championship or representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. They only had room for six teams, so guess which team they left out?
The Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think most people, Mulsey just popped his head in here, most people probably think the Steelers are lame duck and they'll go in and they'll lose like they have the last appearances.
Seems like Mulsey was not happy that the Steelers won.
No, he's thrilled. He's thrilled. Everyone in our business who works in this town should be thrilled that
He plays the villain, so.
I think he just is a villain, and I love Mulsey, but every single person who works in this building is thrilled the Steelers won because it's great for us, man.
Even Callis?
It's best for business. Yeah, Harry's an
Harry's very quiet.
Harry gets to do a playoff version of the Steelers weekly wrap-up.
Shoot.
A Steelers playoff, what would you call it? Fight song, if you will.
You want me to make, I could rival the, what's the guy's name, Rogers?
Roger Wood.
I think
what if I make a
it.
Better song than him? I don't think I could do that.
You probably can't, but no. there's a whimsical charm about you, Harry. People will be enamored.
Also, Mulsey, I waved at him because I was excited to see him. He frowned and then mimicked me, and I don't know, does he hate me?
Potentially.
It's possible.
I usually like to see him. Now I'm sad.
I know for a fact that Mulsey loves his wife and children. I'm not sure about anybody else.
No, I'm sure he loves gumbo.
and Tuscan-inspired soup. Thanks to Doran for calling in unprompted. It's great to talk to him, get his thoughts on the game. I don't think legally I'm allowed to ask him to come on because of the paternity leave, but he called up. I mean, I can't just turn him away. He wants to give his take.
Yeah, don't tell him how the old chicken's made or what they call it.
Sausage.
Whatever.
Sometimes you can have chicken sausage. It's a healthier meat. Mark, this was a pleasure. Thank you for joining.
Yep. Next week it will be, I guess, Monday.
And maybe, we're going to do a little pregame.
Pregame of the pregame.
Starting at 8 a.m., 12 hours beforehand, if you could do a full 2 hours. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah then I got to do the pregame. Yes.
Yes.
And a postgame.
Mark?
Tired of hearing myself talk.
Me too. So goodbye.
Bye.
We'll talk to Mark again on Monday next week, the day of the Steelers-Texans playoff game. I'm still pinching myself. They're going to get a chance to play in the postseason. Callis, great stuff from you today. We'll talk to Inns tomorrow at 5:40. Starkey next. Fan Morning Show, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. A beautiful 43-degree day on a Victory Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.